I'm late, aren't I? Am I late? Did the boss notice? No? Okay, cool. Just gonna sit down here then, and wow. That's a lot of flowers. More from your secret admirer? God, that's sweet. They clearly like you a lot. This is what, the fourth big gift for you this year? I think it's sweet. I think it's cute. They clearly know you. I mean, those are poinsettias, aren't they? And those are your favourite flower? And before that, there was a whole box of chocolates, and then didn't they get you like a whole pile of those cookies you like from Darling's Bakery? You told me I sounded like the guy behind there once, didn't you? No, I may have been there a couple of times. No, it's true, he does sound like me. But, yeah. I'm glad you're enjoying the attention. You don't feel like they're being stalkerish, are you? No, I'm not saying they are. I'm sure they're not. In fact, I'm absolutely certain that they're not being stalkerish. It's just, I'm sure it's just sweet and all that. I just don't want you to be feeling like you're being stalked or harassed or stuff, you know, that you're seeing it's just a sweet gesture. but it would be bad for my friend to be harassed. And if my friend was feeling harassed, then I would have to go and, you know, do something about the secret admirer. No, I wouldn't beat him up. You see, I'm British, so I would give him a piece of my mind. Usually it would involve me saying, "Excuse me, sir, you must stop that. Or I will tell you to stop doing that again." Yeah, it's a tried and tested technique. No, funnily enough, it doesn't work very often. But, you know, who's to argue with whether it works or not when you have 2,000 years of awkward tradition on your side? Yep, awkwardness and tea. It's how we conquered the world, don't you know? That and, you know, the colonial destruction of hundreds of beautiful cultures with gunpowder. Yeah. That changed the tone a bit, though, didn't it? I'm fine. Why would I be jealous of your secret admirer? They are, after all, secret, and it's not like they're getting any from you. It's not like they have a connection with you beyond the fact that they're secretly admiring you and telling you how much they fancy you, and through these lovely elaborate gifts that they're getting you. So it must be someone you know. Presumably, someone who's quite close to you, I imagine. Someone who, yeah. Have you worked out who you think it is? No, not at all. Good. No, I mean, a shame. That's a big shame. You should definitely, maybe get on that, or not. Maybe the whole thing is they want to remain anonymous. Yeah, and they don't want to be a bother, or just absolutely goddamn terrified that if you find out who they are, you'll laugh at them and never want to see them again and won't be your friend anymore. And they like you so dearly that just being your friend is enough, because they get to bask in your glory on a daily basis. I'm just having a guess, of course. yes, work. We're meant to be working here. That's why they pay us to do, isn't it? That's what they pay us to do here, to do work. And we're good at work. We work well. We're workers who do work in this office. That's what we do here. We work. So let's do some work, shall we? I think that'll be a very clever and good idea if we did some work, don't you? Yeah. Am I making any sense? Sorry. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm not meaning to. Yeah. Oh God. You're looking very nice, by the way. No. It's been a while since you've worn that. Well, it was 3 weeks and a bit, I think, if we're being precise. But no, I've just got a good memory for cardigans. That's all. Yeah. Not that. Yeah. You're looking lovely. What? What are you looking at me like that for? You think you've worked out who your secret admirer is? Right. Who? Jeff in copying. Yes, maybe it is. Maybe it is indeed Jeff in copying. He's rugged and good looking and has a face. It could definitely be. You're laughing at me. Why are you laughing? You don't think it's Jeff in copying. You think it's. Oh. I don't know what you're talking about. No. Why would I send you anonymous gifts when if I had feelings like that I could just come out and tell you because we're friends and we can do things like that because I'm an awkward British cutie. Well, I can't really deny that, or can't really deny the first two bits of it. I confess that could be a thing there. But as a counter argument, I present to you that I've loved you for years now, and I can't take lying anymore, and this is probably going to fuck everything up, isn't it? But I just had to. I mean, you seemed kind of sad on Valentine's Day because that stupid fucking day and the way it makes us all feel, and so when I thought, oh, what if I sent her something anonymously so she knew someone cares, and then I got worried, but then you seemed to like it, so I did more, but I didn't want you to find out because I don't want you to not like me, because I like you. I really like you. I think I'm in love with you, and it's been hell sitting next to you all this time, but still I just want, but also it's been heaven, you see, because like I say, I just get to bask in your awesomeness every day, and I don't want to lose that. So can we just forget this and pretend it was Jeff in copying and go back to how we were? Or you could lean in like that and oh shit, oh God, I'm a little scared. Yes, I never really thought things through this far. I didn't think it would really get. What do I do now? I'm being kissed by someone I love. How the hell do I react to this? It doesn't happen very often. It hasn't happened very often. It's laugh at me. It's good. You laugh at me. Please laugh at me. We've got to tell HR. Oh, fuck. I've got to tell HR. Why am I thinking about HR? I'm being kissed by someone gorgeous and I'm thinking about HR. That's how awkward and pathetic I am. God, I'm like, okay. Okay. Worry about that later. I would fucking love to get a coffee. Yes.